million of this term.
An IGCSE maths class at Eastbourne College. The school believes it's tougher and gets the best from their students. There's no coursework, just 2 years study with an exam at the end of it.
We've looked really carefully along with many other schools in the country and decided that the offering at GCSE is not appropriate for children at Eastbourne College in some subjects.
Another school, the same argument. The headmaster at King's School in Rochester feels they've been misrepresented.
The problem with league tables is it tends to force one's eye off the main issue, and the issue is the education of children. All of our children here go to university. All universities, good universities, recognise IGCSEs. In fact, they prefer them to the hairspray science that this government's introduced.
The government, of course, would disagree. They told us private schools are free to choose qualifications, but the IGCSE isn't compatible with the national curriculum, and that the tables would be absolutely meaningless and completely chaotic if they included them. Some experts believe we're now seeing the breakdown of league tables by default, leaving parents and pupils stuck in the middle.
We've got the international baccalaureate coming in, we've got vocational qualifications which are difficult to integrate into the conventional league table, and now we've got the international GCSE. So yes, the league tables no longer give parents an accurate record of how one school compares to another.
The pupils appear to agree with their respective school stance.
It's an exam, it's an independent exam, it stands as an exam, so therefore it should be counted properly. It's unfair to disregard it just because it's different from the others.
I think it's quite bad that it doesn't actually show up on the league tables, but I don't think it's anything different from the actual pupils themselves.
Both Eastbourne and King's are now urging the government to change its attitude. But for the students, calculus is calculus, whatever exam you take. Mark Norman, BBC South East Today, Eastbourne.